going?
I think.
Is that how it's going
to
start?
I'm so down to start it like that.
I'm just screaming in people's ears.
Us yelling.
Sorry, audio listeners. Screeching.
But I mean, that's all I want to do right now. I just want to scream and yell, and I would do a backflip if I could, but I can't.
You can't do a backflip?
No.
Pussy?
No, I can't. Can you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can do a back
but
handspring.
But I'm the pussy. Yeah.
I can do a back handspring on the trampoline.
Yeah, I can do a cartwheel. It. That's about it. But, guys.
What the hell?
What just happened? I need a second here. I really need a second here. Literally, if you're watching this on YouTube, you just see these giant bottles of expensive alcohol in front of us right now. We have 1942 in our possession, gifted to us from our podcast company. And we also have, what is this again?
Well, like, I know it's champagne, but, like, is it the same? Is this the same company?
No, I don't think
so. It's the same font. Yeah. Is it not?
I don't think so. We're literally so boring. We don't even, like, know what the champagne is.
I'm 23, and I don't fucking know anything
about
anything.
Anyways, it's really expensive champagne, really expensive tequila. So here we are. We fucking earned this.
I guess. Literally, I don't know what just happened.
I know. We literally just had the entire podcast company, like, run in here as, like, cheerleaders the second we got here and just gave us this alcohol and... You know, just we went over just launching this past weekend, and I just still cannot believe any of this and how high on the charts we got. Like, guys, what the fuck was that?
We were in front of Joe Rogan, bitch.
We were straddling Joe Rogan for a hot minute on the fucking charts.
Straddling him.
Caressing him.
Like, I hate to be that person to name drop because it's like, but like, what?
I know.
Joe Rogan?
I know. I can't believe that was like us there. Guys, I know we talked about this last episode, but just for how long this was in the works and now that it's out and here and we're all enjoying this together and now I have this 1942 in front of my face, it just is surreal. So thank you so much for everything. Literally everything. This has been fucking
nuts. Thank
you
so much. We did not expect this.
No, I don't really know what I expected, but...
Didn't either. I had my expectations pretty low because I didn't want to, like, you know, be disappointed or anything. But the fact that that exceeded completely
all
just
of our wildest
through
dreams.
The stratosphere, I woke up and you sent me a text. You're like, bitch, and sent me a screenshot. And I haven't been looking at those just because I just don't want to know unless it's something crazy like that.
Yeah.
So thank you, guys. What the hell? Let's keep the energy.
Yes, I'm still going to be sending pizzas out every weekend when we release the podcast. So,
and also, Caitlin, we can't let this get to our heads. Okay, we're still the same two humble gals.
Yep, it's still us. We're not going anywhere or changing anytime soon. I love when people are like, you're going to change because you moved to LA. I'm like, no, you wish I would.
Cut to you at like a lingerie photo shoot the day after.
Oh my God. I know, guys. I just got my really awesome brand deal pictures sent to me right as I got here.
They're super hot. I've never seen her look better.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to post those. But
you look like a model.
Thank you so much. Oh my God. What a good time. We're having a blast.
Yeah. I haven't felt this good in years.
Yeah. Yep. Me too. I don't think I felt this good since 2019. So
we hit rock bottom a few months ago. And I saw your Finsta posts.
Oh, they guys, were sad. My Finsta, like, I'm always just like, oh, what happens if my Finsta gets leaked? I don't think anyone would want to read my Finsta. It is just dark, depressing, deep ass shit where I was just like, what the fuck is my purpose? Like, 2020 was awful. Like, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Everything sucks. I think I suck. Like,
do I suck? Am I worthless? And you know what's so funny is when I was dating Will, I was like, do you want to follow my Finsta? Because, like, you're my boyfriend, whatever. And he was like, yeah, I guess. And then he followed it. And then he, like, read my posts. And he was like, I feel like I'm reading your diary. This is too much. I'm just going to unfollow you.
But, like,
I kind of love that.
No, he just doesn't want to see that sign.
Which is like, he already knows the shit.
Yeah.
But it's just me kind of like venting in my diary to my friends.
Yeah.
And it's just like, there was
a
lot of...
No, I get that. I get that.
But the fact that he was like, yeah, this is too sad. Yeah. I love you. I'm reading your diary. I feel uncomfortable.
I mean, that's good that I'd rather have that than have someone just be like, I need to know every single thought going through your head. Like, I'm so nosy. So that's good that he was just kind of like...
It was healthy.
Yeah.
But...
It was a healthy decision for sure.
Your Finsta posts.
But once again, your Finsta.
I haven't posted in so long because that's how depressed I was.
I didn't know you even still went on Finsta. A couple weeks ago, you brought up something I posted, and I was like, do you just like...
I creep.
You creep, but you don't touch anything. Mm-mm. You don't, you know, interact. You're just looking in like, oh,
my
fuck.
Life was boring as fuck for the longest time.
Yeah.
What would
I
post
on there? That's
why I
was updating mine, because I was fucking bored.
Hey, still in a horrible mindset. Like, I don't know what to say. And I don't want my, like, friends to know that.
Oh, I let everyone know.
Because it's not, like, my really close circle. I follow, like, other people, too, that kind of I know. And so I don't want them to know that I'm, like, not doing well.
But, like, all of my feed was just other people being sad, too. So it was kind of like my depressed community where I could just post and be like, here's my depressed update. Like, let me go read you guys' now.
Yeah. But I feel like we're changing that frequency.
Yes, my posts are a lot more exciting and upbeat and happy now. Super excited about that.
With good reason.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I love that I'm just like looking at you right now.
Through
Don Julio. Bottles of alcohol.
Do you want to open it, sister?
I would love to.
We think we're going to mix today and get a little crazy.
Oh, God. Can't wait to Uber.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Is it Christmas?
I feel like I'm doing an unboxing.
I know. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that in person.
Okay.
Cheers, brother.
This is so cheesy.
Oh my God. Right?
Ooh. Love that. I think. I'm okay.
Why did I chase after it? Sorry. All right.
All right.
Let's go. Woo! Wait, you want to pop that too for like dramatic
effect?
Just
take it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Woo! One, two. I'm scared.
You can do it.
Oh my God!
Oh, no!
Holy shit!
Oh!
I didn't expect that.
For the love of God, I didn't. Why did we not expect
it's
that at all?
Literally champagne.
Oh God!
I'm having a blast. I like that it gets messy in here. Makes it more human.
Yes, more human.
Cheers, brother! Again.
Cheers, brother! One more time.
Let's go!
Woo!
We're mixing.
Oh, fun.
That's fun.
I can do that.
I like that too.
Yeah.
It's crisp.
Like I'm in a fancy restaurant now.
This is so nice.
I'm loving this. I'm really
this
loving
this.
This
is the best champagne I've ever had.
Yeah.
Just like
can't wait to
cider.
Down this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get into it. I kind of wanted to tell you about how I conquered my waking up routine. Figured it out.
Really?
I figured it out.
Well, this is the best news ever.
Last night, I was in a crisis because I woke up hella late. I almost missed the podcast because we were supposed to film yesterday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. We need to explain that, too.
Oh, we were supposed to film yesterday at 1, and I accidentally woke up at 1230, which makes no sense because I set 15 alarms. I'm not even kidding you.
I actually believe that.
So I had a stress dream.
Okay.
And I was dreaming. And like, I love to be asleep. Yeah. That's not like a depressed thing. Like,
you just like to sleep.
Because my dreams are lit.
Oh.
They're fun. I'm literally doing whatever the fuck I want. I'm like meeting Harry Styles. I'm like hanging out with him. Like, it's just fun. I
cool.
like it.
Cool. I had
like
a dream
it.
The other day that my boyfriend died. So good for you.
Oh, completely different
anyways,
experience.
Your dreams.
I don't get bad dreams. I don't get sleep paralysis. It's a
I
great
get a nightmare
time.
Every now and then.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's normal.
I don't.
Oh, well, good for fucking you.
I'm literally flying around with Harry.
Must be nice living in Candyland.
It's amazing. And that's why I love sleeping.
Well, I did have that one weird dream about Harry Styles last month that really fucked me up for like a week.
And then you woke up and you were super pissed. And
I'm
then you look over your boyfriend's
mad
right
at
next
Rory,
to you.
Because I thought I was dating Harry Styles in the dream. I literally was mad at him for like a full like 36 hours. Couldn't take him seriously because I thought that something was just so off. Because I thought my dream was so real. But like, Rory, it's fine. I'm really sorry about that.
It's just so confusing. It's like, Caitlin.
What the hell is you're wrong? Just... Get out of here.
Sorry, I just had an amazing night with Harry. You're just not him.
Now you're here.
God damn it, bro. Why can't you just be him?
Mm-hmm.
No, but like, I have amazing dreams. It's a lit time. And so but this is the first time that I had like a stress dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dreaming and I could like see myself in my dream. And I'm like looking at myself and I'm looking at me and I'm like, all right, podcast today. And I'm like laying there. I'm like, what? In my sleep, I'm like, nah, what are you talking about?
Oh.
And then in my dream, I'm just like, get up.
It's time to wake up. Open your eyes.
You overslept. And I'm like,
hello.
I'm like, oh, what? And in my dream, I like showed myself the clock. And on the clock, it said 2 o'clock p.m. And I'm like, fuck! And I like sprung out of bed. I literally like arose from the dead. And I was like, oh my God. I like checked my phone and it's 12:30. Not 2, but still, what the fuck? And then, you know, like when you push snooze on, on your alarms, it like shows the timers and shit. Yeah. I had like 15 going off.
What?
And I don't remember. This is like where I feel like I have an issue and I need to see my doctor, because I don't remember getting up and being consciously like, okay, alarm's going off, turning
snooze.
That off. I no recollection.
Yeah.
So I texted Caitlin and Jenna and just the podcast people. I was like, hey, there's no way I'm gonna make it. Can we push it to 2? Mm-hmm. And then they were like, yeah, that's totally fine. They were being super nice. And I'm like, sorry, I feel like a bitch. I don't mean to be a bitch. Like, I'm not, it's not that I don't care.
Just my alarms, I swear.
It's just my inner demons, like literally. And then we get a text. Mm-hmm. I'm killing it on time now.
No, you are. You're my makeup. Amazing.
No. I'm saying yesterday I did my hair, my makeup. I was ready to go at 1:30. I was like, I was finished, like ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then we get a text.
We then get a text from everyone here and was like, the power just went out. And this was like literally at 1:02. And we're supposed to like start filming at 1. And we were like, oh my God.
Well, now 2.
Huh?
Well, now 2. Oh, you're saying... We were supposed to film. Yep.
So then they said, because, yeah, then we were going to originally film. I mean, we were then going to film at 2 since Sarah slept in. But then they said that the power went out and we just could not film yesterday because they said that they wouldn't be able to fix it for hours. They called, like, the power people. I don't know. And then Sarah had a class. So yesterday didn't happen. But I was just happy that your alarm didn't go off. Because it would have really sucked if we came here, sat down, and then 2 minutes into filming, the power goes off for, like, the whole fucking day.
Especially with the momentum.
Yeah, can you imagine this yesterday, like, getting, like, the bottles and everything and sitting here like, yay, we're ready to go! And then just being like, oh, you pack your bags, like, go the fuck home, go back to bed.
Ripped away.
Yeah, like, what use a generator if you have one to power everything back on. I don't know.
What would we have done? Like, that would have killed our vibe.
I probably
so
would have
hard.
Just made a sad Finsta post.
I would jump in the pool.
I would push you in the pool. I would take my anger out on that.
You would pick me up and throw me in.
Yeah, I would John Cena you.
Yeah, you would. And I would let it happen. I'd be limp. I'd just let
Sometimes
you do it.
Sometimes it just has to happen.
And I was sitting there and I was like, okay, my angels were there for me. Mm-hmm. My intuition was like, hey, that's not happening.
Oh, someone had your back.
But I also don't want to like blame that.
Oh, I'm so okay with blaming that. Like, yesterday, like, totally fine.
But
like,
not,
we can just...
I'm saying, like, I don't want to make that an excuse for, like, me being like, oh, I can be late because, like, my angels.
In the future, no, but yesterday worked out perfectly on your end. Like, thank you, Sarah's angels. You really had all of our backs yesterday.
I'm tapping
into
it.
Giving them snaps.
Yeah. They're here for me. But I was really stressed about that all day yesterday, even though it got canceled.
Oh,
and, like,
God.
But, like, you know, I don't want to be that person.
I know.
And
I know.
I was really freaking out. And I'm like, what the fuck can I do to fix this? And so
I was like, should I send her like a really nice like alarm clock or something like really loud and obnoxious? But then I was like, I think she'll figure it out.
Bitch.
But
I went to
send you one.
Best Buy. You want to know what I got?
I would love to know what you got. Okay.
It's this alarm clock. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a sun.
Oh.
Right? It's maybe this big.
Uh-huh.
Like, kind of like a soccer ball.
Okay.
And you set it, and 30 minutes before it goes off, it starts, like, the light starts coming on and, like,
what?
Dimming up, like, the fucking sun. Like, it's like the sun is rising, and then right when the alarm goes off is when it's at the peak, and then the alarm goes off, and then guess what starts playing? Not the annoying, really agitating alarm sounds from the iPhone.
If you say pocket
iPhone.
Full of sunshine, I'm going to be really mad.
Oh my God, that's just a preset.
It was?
No, but
oh.
If it was, that'd be even worse.
Oh God, what's
No,
playing?
It was beautiful nature sounds, like birds
Oh.
And yeah, it's just like birds that like echo. It feels like you're in the jungle. So the sun is at the peak and then you just start hearing birds chirping and the sun is really bright. Like it's not just like
Wait,
a little light.
Wait, I kind of want this.
I know.
I think I need this.
This morning was magical for me, bro.
Wait, I'm so excited for you. And myself, because now I'm going to go buy that. Fuck.
Because I was also looking it up and... For human beings, we're not supposed to wake up with like, like that's not, that just well, yeah. startles you, gives you anxiety and makes you not want to get up. But when you have like nice birds and you feel like you're in nature and then you got like the sun rising, it's nice. And then I bought another alarm. I bought two.
Okay. Wait, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. I'm really trying to work on this. I'm trying to conquer this because last night or yesterday was unacceptable. Mm. But I bought another alarm and I got to pick a song and I played. Oof.
Oh my
God. This was so nice.
Oh God.
I woke up to "There's a Little Song I Wrote."
Oh my God.
You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Boop, 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 boop.
Be happy. Oh my God, I love that.
And it like faded in, so it wasn't like "Here's a little," like really like loud.
"Here's a little,"
"Here's
song
a little," EDM version.
Wait,
no.
That's so magical for you.
I woke up today at 9:30, although I've had 2 hours of sleep. That's another story.
Oh my, it's okay. It's okay.
Not getting into that.
It is.
You know my anxiety issues.
I do. We're all good.
But I woke up after those 2 hours to "Don't Worry, Be Happy" with birds and a sun. And I'm like, I'm ready to fucking conquer this day. I feel amazing. I feel refreshed.
Yeah.
And I'm here, bitch.
I'm
but I almost
so
got T-boned. But that's another.
Yeah, wait. Before you explain the T-bone story, I wanted to touch on the alarm clock sounds. So mine is totally not the normal sound. Rory wants to kill me every single morning for my alarms. My alarm right now, every morning.
Oh, no.
I wake up to...
Oh, my... I don't even know.
The NFL theme song. Do you know how... Like, can I just play it? I just need you to hear what goes off on my phone every morning when I need to get...
I'm sorry.
Listen,
what?
Listen.
In your... It's like
that goes off
right.
every morning to get me up.
I get it. That could pump someone up. But why that?
Because it's so loud.
There's so many other options.
But like that
NFL.
But it's so fun. Okay, I like.
But I would. I am with Rory on that. If I heard that every goddamn morning,
no,
I would
you
claw
know
my eyes
what my
out.
My other ones. Oh my God, I'm emergency calling right now.
How does he not hate football now?
He does. My other options are. Year 3000 by the Jonas Brothers.
Why don't you do that?
We Like to Party, The Best of Both Worlds, Hannah Montana. I usually use the Pirates of the Caribbean remix.
You say Caribbean. Caribbean.
Like kind of a bop.
That's, yeah, the remix.
Yeah, I have that. My ringtone collection is something I like really, really hold
close
to me.
It's an investment, bro.
It is. And then I have the Monsters, Inc. theme song.
What the hell is that?
I have...
Wait, hold up.
Wait. Like the song that they play at the beginning of the movie.
Why?
Because it's fun. It's so awesome. Then.
You are so wholesome.
I also have.
You're such a Disney bitch.
I Need to Know by Mark Anthony.
I approve.
This is fun to wake up to.
That's what you. All, out
it's
of
obnoxious,
all of those.
Because it's fun and it's obnoxious and it brings back memories of my family, okay?
Does it get you ready for the day?
Yeah, it wakes me up.
Well, yeah.
That's all that matters.
Does it make you want to get up?
It does. I'm here right now.
Does it make Rory want to get up?
No, it makes him want to hit me with a fucking pillow. I've definitely ruined football for him.
What?
Your
sweet mind.
Bro, my mind needs to be, like, studied. Like, just that, like, collection of songs that I went out of my way to purchase as a ringtone. Like, searched on, like, the ringtone section of, like, iTunes. Like, NFL theme song ringtone.
the fact that that song gets you that jazzed, like whenever you watch football, you're just excited for that.
Bro, love the NFL theme
song. To the point where you had to buy the ringtone, sweetheart.
Spent $1.29 on that shit, okay?
Meanwhile, I'm over here in like Happy Land, don't worry, with the birds. Happy. You're like,
there's literally two types of people. It's either the Monster Inc. theme song, that, or you've got Don't Worry. Comment down below what this ringtone you use.
Why not like the That's So Raven theme song? Or
oh
some
my
shit.
God, you're not
something
gonna like
that's more
to
like
that.
What?
I didn't really grow up on That's So Raven. I didn't. I missed the cutoff. I did. I'm really, really sorry. I'm like that much younger than you that I like actually totally missed that whole era. I know. Can you please come back? I'm having
what
fun.
What the fuck are you saying?
I'm telling you the truth, dude. Do you want me to sit here and lie? Do you want me to be a liar?
You
I don't think anyone wants that.
Literally 2 years younger than me.
I know.
That's So Raven was the best Disney Channel show, dude.
I know. And I know everyone's going to come for me and roast me with this. I'm fully accepting it. It's okay. Like, you have the reins in your hand. You can fucking attack me. I don't care.
Bro,
but
that's like
it.
Literally where I developed my personality.
Yeah.
Raven Baxter was my life.
I developed mine from like iCarly.
That's unfortunate.
What do you mean? iCarly never gets old.
I mean, Miranda Cosgrove.
Oh my God. People used to say I looked like her when I was younger. So.
Bitch, I look like her. Are you kidding me?
We are Miranda Cosgrove. Can we get her on the podcast? Let's go.
Look at these cheeks.
I'm looking
Miranda.
At them. I just want to pinch them.
Oh my God. I feel really bad for you.
I know. I feel bad for myself.
That's
look
so Raven. It was just the most fun show ever.
I know.
You need to rewatch. And it's so whatever. Crazy, too, because, like, Corey Baxter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is?
No, who is that? I'm fucking kidding. I'm
about to
fucking
punch you.
Kidding.
I was about to get up and punch you in the face.
Hit me with the 1942.
Just swing you like a baseball bat.
Home run.
He, like, hangs out with influencers all the time.
I know. I've noticed that.
Why? Like, what is he doing?
I don't know. I
That's
feel like
okay.
I actually don't have even a comment to make about that. I'm as confused as you are.
Like, I want him to thrive.
I
want to
know what his day in the life is. I'd like a morning routine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. A Corey Baxter
really, really begging on my knees for a morning routine, actually. So,
oh, my God. Of his skincare, like, what he uses.
He's just like, I splash my face with water and walk out the door. Like,
typical
okay,
guy.
Average guy fucking morning routine. Whatever. Whatever, Corey.
Meanwhile, I'm doing, like, my Hiram shit. I got, like, 7 serums. Oh, my God. Yep. Fucking man.
Oh, God. Wait, can you tell me about how you almost got T-boned this morning?
Yeah.
I'd
what
like
the
to
fuck
hear that.
Is that?
I don't know. No idea.
I was sitting at a stoplight, mm-hmm. and I was, like, kind of on time. Like, I was supposed to be here at 108, 109. I got here at 115.
Okay.
Right. So I was like, I was doing better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting at the stoplight and just waiting for it to turn green. And I was making a left-hand turn.
Okay.
So I was turning left. And then, but this light was going green. So on this side.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see that it's going yellow for the on their end. So I'm like, all right, I'm getting ready. Mm-hmm. And I like start to kind of like inch forward. And then right when my shit turns green, this fucking random man out of nowhere just speeds up out of nowhere, and I couldn't tell if he was gonna stop or not because
uh-huh.
I was going.
Yeah.
And then he just didn't slow down, and then I was like and then like we got this close, like maybe like a foot away from each other, and then he like looked at me, he's like, whoa. And I was like, what do you want me to do? We were both literally in the middle of the intersection, just like this crossed. And then like people were honking at me. I'm like, do you not see this man?
What
and
the
he's
hell?
Just like, whoa. And I'm like, back up. I can't
do
go.
Anything.
And like everyone was just freaking out. And then like the cars behind him, there was like no space for him to back up. So he was like, I don't know what to do. And it was just a fucking nightmare. So I was like sitting there, we were like honking at him.
Uh-huh.
And then finally, like the cars kind of got the memo. So then they started to back up a little bit. Then he backed up and it was just, oh my God, it was so close. I was so shook. I was like shaking afterwards because it looked like he was going to stop, but he was kind of going fast. And it, mm-hmm. oh my God, that could have ended bad.
Wow. Dude, that's so scary. I get so frustrated with things like that all the time. That happened to me the other day when I was trying to like go up like a street and this just basically this woman was supposed to back up, but she like was like, no, you need to back up. And I was like, no, if I literally like move, I'm gonna hit the other car behind me. Just like, just people don't have common sense with things like that. It's just like, okay, if you can solve the solution, like the situation really fast, why don't you just fucking do it?
Or they're just not looking.
Yeah.
I think he was maybe on his phone or something.
Oh.
But like,
then was like, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was you.
It was, I know. He was like, whoa.
Not like, me.
What do you want me to do? He was like, he was like annoyed that I was honking at him.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck? I'm like,
ugh.
What, I almost just got hit.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, bro.
Fuck
Can
that
you imagine
guy.
If I literally just got in an accident before this?
Bro, I don't even want to think about that.
I break my
like,
leg.
Knock on wood that that never happens because fuck.
I come in with a cast. I'm like, sorry. 2 hours late.
You somehow magically get a cast in like the 5 minutes that you were in an accident for.
I just wrap my leg really quick. Sorry,
oh, I just
guys.
Have this in the back.
Yeah, just
without your crutches from the trunk.
But yeah, LA is just a nightmare in general driving.
Yeah, it is.
And then going up these.
You're telling
hills.
Me, I've only been here for like 3 months and I'm having the hardest time getting used to it still. Literally, my least favorite thing about LA is driving here.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't even leave my house because I get mad that I have to drive.
Yeah.
Like my friend Taylor from back home asked me if she could come visit soon. And I literally said yes, because that means that you will drive my car around and
really?
I won't have to, because she loves to drive. So I was like, I would actually be thrilled to have you here, because then I can just be like, please drive me here because I don't want to drive. And she's just like, literally, she's driving every second of the day. She just loves to drive. It's so weird. Taylor, you're a freak. I love you though.
I like to drive too.
No, but she's in her car like morning to night.
Just
she just loves to drive.
Not even Ubering.
Nope. She just.
Why does she use that to her advantage in Uber?
Well, no, she just lives like in Boston. She just likes to drive around and just
be
in the car. I tell her to, but I'm just like, yeah, Taylor, come visit and drive me around.
It is super. I like driving because you're in control. You're blasting your music. The music sounds better in the car.
Yeah.
Like it's nice. I don't
but
know.
She'd rather
like
be
it.
In her car than in her room or her bed.
Yeah, okay,
so I'm just like
weird.
Taylor. Taylor, I'm calling you out live.
When you just want to be, like, out with the world.
Yeah.
Since it's COVID, you can't really, like, do shit.
It's so, like, being in your car is close enough.
You want to feel included.
I think that's what she does.
She gets FOMO. Just from, like,
goes to hang out at the intersection.
On the freeway, just in traffic. That'd be fun.
With sitting in traffic?
I, like, I don't mind it.
I don't know. I kind of hate traffic.
Whatever.
I that's just cool. like to get from point A to point B.
On that note, I went ATVing.
I saw. How the hell was that? How the hell was that?
I've never done it before.
Me either.
And I was kind of scared because my sister got in a huge ATV accident when she was in high school. And she almost broke both of her legs because it like flipped over and she was with four other people. But since she was in gymnastics, right when it was flipping over, she managed to like jump out super quick. Like her reaction time was really on point and she got out of it, but her three friends got pinned underneath and got crushed anyway. So
oh
I just remember the trauma of that.
Oh my god.
And I just never wanted to do it afterwards.
Yeah.
And it was Ryan's birthday. It's our friend.
Yeah.
And he really wanted to go ATVing for some reason.
I don't know why I wouldn't expect that.
Ryan is the last person that
we
would
expect to
want to
go ATVing. All right.
And so I'm like, okay, whatever. And so we go to Palm Springs and we get to this place and we like show up and everyone, it looks like they're going maybe like 5 miles an hour. They're going so slow. And Christelle and I were like, wow,
pussies.
That's so lame. Like, what the fuck? They look so stupid.
Oh, no.
And then we go out there. I was going slower than that. Like, it's so scary. There's like so many humps and shit. And then you could go up like this huge hill. And Joe, our other friend, he's like very adventurous and he loves doing all like the daredevil shit.
Uh-huh.
And then he was just going up the hills, going
oh, God.
Down. And it's so scary because the gas pedal is on the handle. So you have to like be aware of that.
Yeah.
And then you can't pump the front brakes only because that'll tip you over. So you have to be conscious of like where the brakes are. So I'm just like, I'm
this
cool.
This sounds too confusing for me.
I'm cool on flat land. Like,
yeah.
I'm cool on this flat surface.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh my God, I feel so bad for Christelle.
Oh no.
She was so nervous to go because she doesn't do shit like this.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, I feel like a country girl.
Yeah.
Like literally, I'm like, okay, so I kind of get the people from my hometown now.
Oh, God.
Like,
is that
all,
a
like,
thing?
Oh, yeah. All dude, the people from my
Boston
hometown.
Versus where you're from. We'll get into completely that another time. But that's different. Just so funny. I've never heard of that.
And so I was like, okay, I kind of fucking get it. It's fun, like off-roading. I'm like, yeah. Like over the little humps I'm going
Someone
over.
Throw me a lasso. Yeah,
exactly. I really wanted to just sing a country song and just like really tap Which into it. And Joe was like going up these things. And I guess Joe rode by Christelle and was like, hey, Christelle, come up here with me.
Oh, God damn it, Joe.
And Christelle gets peer pressured.
Christelle.
And she was like, yeah, I can do that. And she goes up with him. And I'm watching her go up and I'm like,
oh, honey, you should totally turn the fuck around.
Sis. But she can't hear me because, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, she'll learn. Like, oh, I don't even want to look. And so I'm just like, still, I'm vibing on the flat land. Mm-hmm. And then I like kind of turn around and I didn't want to look because I knew what was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, I just hear her screaming and I'm like, oh no. And then I look over and she's on the ground away from the ATV, just laying there on her side. Mm. And she was like, what the fuck? And Joe was like, and he like skirted away. Okay. And then I was like, oh my God. And then she basically literally just hit the front brakes because she was going downward.
Did she flip completely? Mm-hmm.
It like flipped on the side. Like she hit the front brake.
There's no seatbelts.
No.
This is not a seatbelt type situation.
I feel like that'd be worse though. Yeah. Because if it flipped, you can't get out.
No, that's
so she
true.
Was able to kind of like jump off over it. But like she flipped over. She was going so steep down. I'm like, girl, come on. And then she was pretty traumatized after that. She's like, I hate this. This is the worst. And I'm like, it didn't have to be.
You didn't have to go up that hill with Joe.
I had a great time. And Joe's
well,
like,
I had fun.
Joe's like, why did you do that?
Oh my God.
I was like, what? I'm kidding. I don't know if that happened, but like,
probably.
Yeah. So that was bad. And then she woke up and she was bruised just all over. And she was like, never doing that again. And I'm like, that sucks that that was your experience,
yeah.
though. Because it was actually so fun.
It does seem like a fucking blast.
Yeah. It was great.
You just got to know your limits. But I get it. I get wanting to be like adventurous and be like, I'll go over that hill too. Because like, maybe you could do it. It could be fun. You could have a blast. You might be a pro. You don't know. But
you could conquer your fear.
Yeah.
And just get over it.
You might be the world's best ATV-er. I don't know.
But yeah, that was pretty tragic. I felt pretty bad for her after. She was not in the best mood.
Sounds like something that fucking happened to me.
Exactly.
Like, I'm getting very me energy from that. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Christelle, I get it.
I'm just too much of an anxious person to even, like, attempt that.
This, like, gives me, like, the energy from when we were in Vegas last year for Bruno Mars and I had my chemical peel going on and you wanted to go on the roller coaster and that one fucking ugly ass picture of me on the ride with like my skin just like whipping back and I'm just like, I'm having fun. But like I was in agony.
You looked like a crab. You were molting
I
so
looked
bad.
Like I was 80 years old. But that just reminded me of that also.
And the picture of me, I'm like, yeah. And you're Dude. Just like, you had your hood on?
I need to post that picture. I don't know if I ever have.
I have it. We should
I
post
have it, too.
It.
I literally brought it with me like when I moved. I was like, this is staying with me for the rest of my life. I'm so down to put it in here because that picture is something else. But that also reminds me, a year ago, right now, sister, we were in Cancun.
Oh, God, dude.
Right now, we were in Cancun. Isn't that wild?
I cannot
wild?
Believe that. I
a year ago. I have such a weird time like with the concept of time. Like when things are like, oh, this was like officially 1 year ago today, I'm always just like, fucking how? Mm-hmm. A year doesn't make sense. Time doesn't make sense. How is that like so long ago, but it doesn't feel like it was that long ago?
Now more than ever, though. Time yeah. doesn't exist in general.
But it is kind of cool that like a year later, we're sitting here doing this. Like, I don't think we would have expected that. So I'm not too mad about it.
Oh, I wish we could have told our little past selves
I know.
In Mexico, like, hey, this trip sucked, or it didn't suck, but like everything's gonna kind of go wrong.
Yeah.
But just in 1 year from now, you will be okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be fine. I mean, I had a blast.
Mexico was
oh,
great.
Oh, we just got sick a lot.
I just had a raging ear infection.
Oh, yeah. We had like rude. Weird health issues like the whole week. I forgot about that.
That honestly. And I hate to be dramatic, but that was the worst pain I've ever felt.
Wait, oh my God, when your ear like
it erupted
in
the plane.
You had the ear infection, and then when we went to Miami, oh, the eardrum rupture. My fucking subscribers just knowing how that is with me because my ears literally exploded on planes twice now.
They're like, oh, Sarah, say no more. We're I know. So sorry.
They're
we
like,
get
we'll
it.
Give you the support you need. We've seen Caitlin go through this shit twice already. Like, we get it.
Do you remember, though, my ear, it started hurting a little bit on the way to Coco Bongo.
Yeah.
It was, like, in the taxi. And I was like, ha, 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 what's going on? I'm, like, shoving trying to play with my ear and be like, this isn't happening
Damn,
right now.
Damn, I do. Oh, wow.
And then we had to go to the pharmacy. I'm like, I don't want to make this a big deal, guys. Not trying to be dramatic, but my ear just exploded in that taxi.
No, it started hurting.
It felt like there was water getting into it on the way. And then right when we got out of the taxi.
Oh, my God. And then when you're doing the ear drops at the bar and you were just, like, pouring it in and then just having your ear liquid, like, fall out at the bar.
And then I went to the bathroom. I'm like, excuse me, guys. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm sitting in the bathroom stall, like, rocking back and forth.
Yeah, you were in there for a while.
Going like, oh! It was so bad.
Ear infections are the fucking worst.
Why do they have to come when I'm having the best time?
Because that's how life works. That's always how it happens. Yeah. Wow. I forgot about that part.
God. And then, and then after that was Miami and then just shit show in general. Yeah. And I just really wish we could have just like held our little faces and been like, don't cry.
I know.
Don't trip.
I know. It's going to be okay. Maybe.
I know the Harry Styles concert just lauded.
Well, like, it's going to be okay. But at the same time, I wanted to just tell myself, like, oh, don't worry. There's about to be a pandemic. It's only going to get worse.
That was before the pandemic even started.
When we got in the taxi from landing in Miami and going to the Airbnb was when we talked about Corona for the first time. That was when that first case came up in China. Mm-hmm. And you were just like, oh, my God, there was like 8 cases total. And you were like, what if this like comes here? And I'm like, Sarah, like, it's not going to fucking come here. Like, we're fine. Like, let's go have fun.
You're like, that's your anxiety.
I know. I literally was trying to like calm you down that like nothing was going to happen. What the fuck? What the fuck?
I'm like, yeah, you're right, Caitlin. Yeah. But in my head, I was like, this seems like it's going to get really weird. Where did this shit just come from? A bat?
Me trying to be so optimistic. It's fine.
And you know, usually that's reversed with us.
I know.
But I really commend you because that calmed me down.
Yeah. But then it was kind of all for nothing because then that trip was just a fucking nightmare anyways.
Yeah. My God. Okay. I'm glad we can laugh about it now, though.
Oh, yeah.
I knew we would get to that point eventually.
Yeah. I can't believe we're finally at that point a year later, but fuck.
Remember while it was happening, I was like, Caitlin, we'll be able to laugh about it. And you're like, well, I'm not laughing now. And I'm like,
dude,
yes.
That trip was just like everything that my wildest dreams ever wanted. And I've never felt more heartbroken just like losing it all. Like, that was almost my perfect, like, ideal thing.
For context,
life.
For people that don't know, we were supposed to see Pitbull, Harry, and Kobe. Or not Kobe. Oh my God. Man. It was the Kobe tribute. At Shaq's party that we were invited to.
Yeah.
All in one night.
Yeah, we were going to Uber from Harry Styles' one-night show and then go see Pitbull back-to-back.
Front row.
Yep.
At Shaq's party.
Harry's
and then
show flooded. So.
It flooded and
we never made it.
It took us 2 hours to get out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then we just cried the rest of the time.
Guys, Honey, the first official sponsor of Cheers, brother. Let's go. We literally love Honey so much, so I am personally so excited for this.
We all love online shopping, do we not?
Oh, we do.
Especially right now.
There's nothing else to do.
There's literally nothing else to do.
We all shop online, and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past, baby. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart, baby.
Tap in.
Visualize this, okay? You're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site, and boom. Honey will find the perfect working coupon, and you're going to watch the price drop. I save so much money on the regular on all my favorite clothing stores and pizza websites because I literally order pizza like 3 to 4 times a week. I save so much money with Honey, and I swear to God, if you don't have it, you're missing out.
You're like actually missing out.
It is literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and also supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/cheersbro.
Cheers, bro.
Cheers, bro. Cool. Isn't that so cute?
Cheers, bro.
That's joinhoney.com/cheersbro. Okay, so I feel like it would be very appropriate of us to talk about how we fucking met.
Because we never really got there ever in the first episode.
Nope. And I honestly can't remember if I've ever talked about this on my channel. I don't think I have.
I don't think I have either.
Or if I have, it was very brief. But I feel like we need to go into the whole story because it's so funny.
It's so funny.
So
how have we not talked about this before?
I have no idea. But it was Playlist Live 2017 or was it 2018?
It might have been, I think it was 18.
Was it? Oh, it was 18 because it was the year that I graduated. So it was.
And Tana's wedding was.
Wait, no.
2019. Yeah, it was 2018.
Yes, it was. It was 2018. So I was about to graduate and I was at Playlist Live, whatever. And I was just in some random person's room because there's always like creator like hotel parties going on at like random.
That's like the fun part. Like all the creators get together and they get lit in the hotel rooms. Yep. And it's really crazy to see like fellow creators get drunk.
Yep.
And
then the ones that you don't think get drunk, they're there getting drunk.
That's the craziest part.
Oh, I love seeing who the fuck walks in the room. Wait.
Just plastered like
this out. Walked in right when she was blowing up and I was like, bruh.
Wait, keep that in, but just bleep her name.
But she walked in
plastered that night?
Yeah. And I was just like,
was I there?
No, this was like a different night of that week. But I was just
she
like,
got drunk at that time?
Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
That's trippy.
Yeah, that was fucking nuts.
It's crazy seeing that and then seeing like the kids friendly influencers, like the beauty gurus.
Yeah.
Who are like, pretend that they're perfect.
Yeah. Just getting fucking just more drunk than anyone else.
Because they're the most like.
Like, I'm totally family friendly, but it's like, no, you're not.
Oh, they're the most like, is it repressed or suppressed?
Suppressed? I don't really know.
Whatever. That whatever word, they're the most like closed off and they can't be themselves on camera. Yeah. So when they get around other people, they're like, yeah, this is who I am.
I can finally unleash
my fuck. Fuck these kids. Like, fuck everything. Let's take
fuck
a shot.
Doing my eyeliner every morning.
Fuck doing back to school hauls. I'm not even Target. In school. I haven't been in school in 10 years.
29.
29. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my God.
But that's literally what the energy was.
That is so what the energy
the
is.
The beauty
so.
Influencer, or not beauty, but like the back to school bitches
would back get to wild, bitches. Bro. They do. They do.
They
be
would
wild
get wild. And then just witnessing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because playlists and VidCon always like stressed me out in general because there's just a lot going on and it was hard to process. Yeah. And then just seeing all these people who I see online being perfect. And I don't do anything wrong. I don't get drunk. I don't do drugs. And they're doing lines
God.
Of coke and shit.
I know.
I'm like, I wish. That if people like knew.
I know.
Fucking crazy. Anyway.
Orlando Marriott's seen it all. But.
Yeah. So. Orlando Marriott.
It has seen it all. But. So I'm sitting in one of the rooms.
In the Anaheim Marriott. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there. But. So I'm sitting there and I'm like with some of my friends. I don't really remember who the hell was there. But then my friend Tina Woods walks in with Sarah.
I didn't even know her that well.
Which is so funny.
I showed up to Playlist Orlando alone. I didn't have a plus one with me.
Yeah.
It was my falling out with Ashlyn at that time.
Oh,
so I was like showing up alone, but I'm like, I gotta do this. I wanna like grow.
Yeah.
And I show up alone and I'm like, I wanna go to the party, but I don't know who to go with. Uh-huh. So I like hit up Tina. I'm like, hey.
She's she was a great super option nice. To go with.
She was
I love
awesome.
Her. I'll always fucking love her.
She's the fucking best.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's a fun time.
She's the fucking best. So she walks in with Sarah and I'm sitting in the corner. I don't know who I was with. I don't really remember, but I don't think I was entertained by them. And Sarah walks in and I had like known you from Vine and everything. And I just knew that we had every single thing under the sun in common. Just so weirdly specific.
Explain what I looked like when I walked in.
I don't know.
Didn't you say I was super fucking awkward?
Yeah. Oh, yes, you were. You came in and you definitely... I pick up on energy and I just know that you were just sitting there like, I don't fucking know anyone.
Well, because Tina was like, hey!
She knew every single person in the room.
Hey! And you know when you're like, with someone
yes.
at a party and they know everyone else.
And you're
else.
Just sitting there like, oh my fucking God, I hate this. And like, I don't know what to do.
I don't know who knows me.
Yeah. Who do I go up to? Like, who do I not go up to?
Everyone's already talking to yeah. each other and shit. So
I was
I'm
just
like
sitting on the bed, like not doing anything.
I was trying bored. To like, I was trying to like chime in on Tina's conversations like, huh, yeah.
And like, oh yeah, that time.
Oh,
that was
totally.
Great.
I love that. Like,
but I see Sarah like in distress and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking save this bitch.
Panic mode, bitch.
I got this.
And I smoked weed before that.
Oh, yeah.
But like a little bit, but
and that was not
after.
Going well for you. But
weed fucked me up.
So I literally just go up to Sarah and I still can't remember if I had my Justin Timberlake tattoo at the time. Yeah,
you did.
I think I did.
You did, bitch. I remember.
I think my opening line to Sarah was walking up to her and just showing her like my arm because I have like Let the Groove Get In. It's my favorite Justin Timberlake song. Can get into that at a different point. But I have that in his writing on my arm and I have a whole story behind that. Like he knows me because of my tattoo. Like every time I go to one of his concerts book. He'll take my phone and like take a selfie with me because I always like raise my arm up because I'm like one of the only people that I am the only person that has this tattoo.
You're in his book.
I'm in his
dude.
book. Oh my God, I have my own fucking page in his,
you're
book.
In his
I
book.
Always forget about that.
You're in Justin Timberlake's book.
Yes, I always forget that's a thing, bro.
Your
always.
Face
yes.
there.
Yep.
Ecstatic.
It's just us taking a selfie. It's incredible. So I just have so much to talk about when it comes to that fucking man. And I was like, Sarah would love to hear this because it was actually the week that you uploaded mm-hmm. your Man of the Woods review mm-hmm. YouTube video. And when you
that.
Posted that, I was like, no one is going to fucking care about this the way that I do. And I relished in that video. I was like, I am going to fucking tell this stupid bitch how much I love this about her one day. And then when you walked into that room, I was like,
that week!
I was like, oh my God, thank you so much for just stepping into this room. Like, I've bro. Got something to say, bro. Like, I have something to fucking say.
That's one of so, the worst videos that's ever been performed on my channel.
But that's why I love that you did it so much, because that's one of those videos where like you're doing it for you mm-hmm. because you care about it and you don't care about the views. And that's why I was like, oh my God, I have got to fucking talk to her about this, because like you just wanted to post that video for
it's
you
so,
that album is so ridiculous. You did it
album.
For yourself. Oh my God, just all that just sat so right with me. So
when you approached me, because that was the week I uploaded that
mm-hmm.
And when you approached me, because I was already getting comments being like, oh, and my views weren't doing that well on that video. Mm-hmm. And the comments were like, oh, this is random, but like, cool. Like, this is super weird and random, but like, this is funny.
Yeah.
No one understood no one. JT.
No one.
Like I do. I was raised on his shit.
Yep.
I was raised in the NSYNC world. I'm getting passionate.
But as you should.
I was raised
as
on JT. And seeing him as a dad posting an album about being a dad.
About being
a
dad.
Being in the woods with his wife. It was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
And when you came to me and you, the first thing you did was you showed me the tat. And you're like,
raise
bitch,
my sleeve up. Shoved
show
it in
the
your
camera.
Face. It was all up in her face.
What does
baby.
It say?
Where's my camera? I think it's that
right,
one.
Right. Whatever. Which one?
I think it's that one. It says, let the groove get in. And only real fans would know what the fuck that
mm-hmm.
is. And you knew.
You showed that to me and you said, bitch, I appreciated your video this
yep.
week. And then something unlocked in me. You know when you're super anxious at a party
mm-hmm.
and then someone says one thing that just like completely,
it
feels
just,
like
it
you
feels
took a Xanax.
Like, it feels like you're just like,
you're like, okay.
You were in like a freezer for 20 years and you walk out and it's like a million degrees and you're just like fucking melting. You're like, oh my God, I'm like fine. Like I'm out of this.
Everything melts out and you're like, finally someone in this world gets it.
I literally, it was like the most beautiful moment of all time. Like I wish
I was like, who is this bitch? I was drunk as hell and high. I was crossed as fuck. So crossed. I didn't smoke weed in so long.
Yeah.
I was anxious. When you're talking to me about this, all my focus was on you. And I'm like, who is this girl?
I'm God, bitch.
I'm Jesus Christ.
And I am here to save you.
That's what it was.
Oh my God. It was such a beautiful moment.
God, it was spiritual.
We ended up just talking about that for
in the
a while.
Corner.
You were so drunk and high. And I got your number and I saw you again later that week. But I don't really remember anything else from that.
And you know what's funny? Me and you were having this beautiful, deep conversation in the corner, and everyone else is just like, oh, yeah, I've done coke.
Oh, my
like,
God.
You can hear all the conversations around us, and it's just so
surface level. It was me and you
level.
On the left bed in the corner against the wall, just, like, freaking out. We're both just, like, shaking each other and grabbing, like,
holding
each other's shoulders.
Each other's
and
face.
Everyone else is like, I'm so, like, drunk.
Yeah, YouTube's crazy, right? Yeah.
Like, musically views are great. Like, okay.
Meet and greets?
Yeah.
Fucking draining.
We're over here, like, man in the woods. Yeah. So that was fucking beautiful. But then
beautiful moment.
I didn't see you again until TanaCon. I know that we could just talk about that forever, but there really there wasn't that much to talk about for that, other than that was the second time that I think that was really the first time we've ever like actually hung out, because you then made a video with Ryan right after about
Club Penguin.
And he was famous on Club Penguin, and I played Club Penguin growing up, and I knew who he was, and I idolized him. So, and
you
I
were
was
a
just
fan
like,
of him
oh,
when
I
you were young.
I was literally the biggest fan of Ryan.
Me too.
And I was just like, this fucking bitch, Sarah, just keeps making videos that hit so close to me. Like, I am so mad. Like, stop. Stop it.
Aww.
So then I became friends with Ryan, and then I was with both of them at TanaCon. That was a whole disaster. Whatever. We already know. And then we don't really I think the next time that I saw you, which for some reason I feel like there was a time in between this, but we can't remember it at all to save our lives. But then the next time that I saw you is when you flew out to Hawaii
Bro,
to see me. Like, what the fuck?
You were more so Ryan's friend because you got closer with him mm-hmm. at that time after yeah. TanaCon. Because we hung out a few times in our hotel room, like, getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we followed each other and shit. Yeah. We, like, responded to each other's Instagram posts.
Mm-hmm. But Ryan and I had talked, like, every single day. And I was living in Hawaii at the time. This was, like, I think March 2019 when you guys came out. And I was like, Ryan, like, I'm literally, like, living in this house. Like, you can come stay with me, like, whatever. And we were like, we should try and get Sarah to come out, too. And then you guys came.
I literally... Y'all just asked, and I was like, sure.
Yeah.
I need a vacay.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get closer to you.
Yeah. Because
I remember our moments together, and I'm like, I love this bitch.
Yes.
And I just want to see what she's doing in Hawaii right now with this random man that you were working for, which we'll get into.
That's a whole other episode, but I just will never forget you guys landing. I picked you up. We went to Outback Steakhouse, and I just poured my whole life out to you guys because I had a lot to vent
about. But the vibes were off at first.
Yes.
And you weren't saying anything.
Yeah.
And you and Caitlin,
yeah.
your friend at the time, mm-hmm. were being really like quiet
yeah.
and weird. And me and Ryan just landed in Hawaii. We're like, let's fucking go, y'all. Like,
I know.
Why are y'all being weird?
So,
and then I remember sitting there at Outback and I was like, Caitlin,
what's going on?
There's something going on. Like, are you happy?
Yeah. So told her the whole rundown of that. But then we ended up staying at Ryan's friend's house, who just happened to have a house
Matt
there
that K, baby.
He wasn't at. So we literally just were at their house.
He just had a random vacation home in Hawaii, and he said
right
that we could go in if we could figure out how to get in.
Literally,
so I climbed the roof.
Window.
Yeah, I
like that
the
was
roof.
So fucking funny. I need to rewatch that vlog. I haven't seen that in a while.
I climbed our friend's roof because he was like, "Yeah, you can stay at my vacation home if you can figure out how to get in, because I'm pretty sure it's locked."
Yeah,
and I was like, "I'll figure it out." So
I was like,
"Oh,
I'd
roof.
Like to stay there. I will fucking break down the windows if I have to."
Pool, hot tub. Lit ass like mansion,
dude.
It was so.
Ryan got into a fight over Bluetooth. For, like,
oh my god,
hours.
That's a whole nother.
That
thing.
Was so. That's
but
a
it was
whole
like,
other story. So it was great, and then we did ton of fun activities. I accidentally crashed my friend's car. That was super fun, Mihana.
Oh, yeah,
I'm so happy we're still friends after that.
You crashed her shit.
I backed into a boat trailer when we went snorkeling. I have never hit someone else's car. Never hit my own car in my life. That I literally. Oh my god, I was so distraught. I didn't really have money at the time either. So finding out that I had to pay $500 to fix a dent in her car rocked my fucking world.
And it was so sad too, because you're like, oh my god, y'all are in Hawaii. Let's go snorkeling. I'll show you around the island. And you're like, Mahana's letting me use her car.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, so excited. And Caitlin's the one that knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
And then just gets us in a car crash. And you were so stressed and we felt so bad.
Bro, I just literally did not have money. So I was just like, this is so, I can't believe this. And I had Coachella like in 2 weeks too, which I was like draining my whole bank account for.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just a fucking nightmare. But that's
so, yeah,
that.
We did Hawaii.
And then.
That was fun.
Then the next time we hung out,
literally just after that,
the wedding.
I was invited to Tana Mojo and Jake Paul's wedding.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
And I wanted to go so bad, so fucking bad, because I was like, this looks like something that I could play at. Just play. Have a field day with my own self. I don't even fucking care. I don't care about the wedding. This just seems like something that I would have a great time at and make my own fun.
Yeah.
And you know, we did.
You know what's so funny is like she announced it and I wanted to be invited so bad. And like I kind of knew her because we had the same manager. Like we were really close at one point, but not really anymore. But I'm like, I wonder if she'll invite me. Like, this is funny. I'm like kind of making fun of it in my head, but like I would like to go.
Yeah, I'd like to experience it.
And then she put on her close friends, like she was like, hey, who wants an invite to the wedding? And I was on her close friend, so I was like,
I'd like to go.
I was just like, me, bitch.
Me, LOL.
Like, LOL. Like,
I guess I'm free that day.
Whatever.
I'll clear my schedule.
And then she's like, just immediately, she's like, period, I got you. And I'm like, all right.
Huh?
And then she sent me an invite, and it said plus one. And I'm like, who the fuck do I want to experience this with me? Because all my friends know YouTube, but they're not in the matrix of it. Mm-hmm. They're not, like, in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know you that well.
Yeah.
Like, we hung out a few times.
But never, like, alone yet.
Never alone ever. And then I was like, should I invite Caitlin? Is that weird? Do I know her that well? I was like, and then I was like, I don't think I could picture myself with anybody else other than her.
Yep.
Because you get it. Oh, and you're involved in the world. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe she'll want
to
go.
I think I posted on something and was like, oh my God, I want to go to the wedding so bad. I think it was on like my close friends or something.
I didn't see it then.
Really?
I literally was nervous to ask you.
That's so funny.
I was literally sitting there being like, is this weird? Like, would she even want to go? But then I remembered you were visiting LA at that time.
Oh, yeah. I was there for like a month just sitting at Jake's, my friend's apartment, just like hanging out.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, I'll just ask. Maybe she'll want to go. And I was like, hey, do you want to go to... Hey, this is so weird.
So quirky and random of me.
You want to go to, like, Tana Mojo's wedding? Like, you don't have to, like, say yes. And you're like, yep, immediately. You're like, oh, my God, what time?
I literally Ubered to a place to get an outfit, like, 5 minutes later.
Like, and then the rest is history. We have a crazy video on that. If you haven't seen it, please watch it. That's what really... completely bonded us for life.
Yep. And it was so funny because in that car ride, we had that 4-hour drive together to Vegas. We literally talked about we need to have a podcast because our conversation was just nonstop the whole time.
The first 2 hours, we were just talking. And then the third hour, we were like, we should have a podcast. Like, this is easy.
Yeah, I know. And we're having fun. Ha, ha, ha. And then that's here we funny. Are.
And then here we later. Are. So that's the story.
That's us.
So that's just us.
Yeah, super normal, like totally like a we met in high school story. Just kidding.
We're just, you know, your normal average girls.
Yeah, totally. Oh my God. Okay.
Well, thank you guys for watching.
Yep. There's
a fly. That, did you see that?
Oh, I'm seeing it. It's going for the grapefruit juice.
We love her.
But yeah, second episode, baby.
Cheers.
Cheers. I don't know if I can drink anymore, but...
Actually, you took one shot.
Bro, I'm a lightweight. We know this. I'll have another sip.
You're a weenie. Whatever. My merch. You're a weenie. Cop it. Is, wait, it, do you wanna... is it out today? Friday.
Get your fucking merch in this shot.
It's out today. Oh, yeah, period. Okay.
Oh my God.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, please do that. Guys, Sarah's new merch is literally so incredible. I'm buying all of it. Look at this shit.
So this says Hotel Motel Holiday Inn because we love Pitbull in this house.
Yep.
That's a Pitbull lyric.
Look at this.
We got, you're a weenie.
Look at how perfect this is, guys.
But that's just the truth.
Oh my God. I've never been more obsessed with merch in my entire life. I want seven of these.
You're a weenie.
You're a weenie. And there's matching sweatpants.
Yeah, there is.
You should totally mention that.
Yeah.
It's a matching set, bitches.
Wait, they're over here.
It's a matching fucking set. And I'd like all of you to go get this right now.
I've always wanted
I'd like you to sell it out.
I wanted it to be authentic and real.
Oh, I think this is authentic and real, baby.
And I've never felt more connected.
Look at that.
Where are we looking? You're a weenie.
Loving
that. That's out today.
Yep. Please go buy that because, I mean, if I leave any... stock of it left because I'm buying it all. thank you for listening to the second episode. Please make sure that you are following Cheers Brother Podcast on Instagram, Cheers Brother PC on Twitter. It sounds like a computer, but it's not. Yeah, there's like no usernames available for it on Twitter. And then also, reminder that the audios are coming out every single Friday. The video versions are coming out on Sunday, but make sure that you are streaming away on Apple. For the audio version, rating it 5 stars, I'd like that. We're giving away pizzas every weekend that we put out the podcast for fun because you guys deserve a fucking pizza for all the support that you've given us so far. So thank you so much for that. Are you gagging?
I accidentally did the Illuminati sign.
Oh my God.
Because it's like square, like a slice.
A pizza square?
Well, I'm triangle.
Guys, all right. You know what? We're signing out here now. Triangle. Sarah's throwing up the Illuminati sign. I think it's really time to go. We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this episode. We're not in the Illuminati. Love you guys. Cheers, brother. See you next week.
I would never do that.
No, not in that.
We love the Lord.